Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem, continue Shari, Chuva, Shar, Aleph, Oyus, Mem, Gimel, Pesach, Sheni, Tav, Shen, Pei, Aleph, Share number 68. We continue to discuss the 15th principle of Chuva, and the 15th principle of Chuva is Tefillah, Davening. V'oid yispalol b'ala Chuva el Hashem tamid she'azrehu ala Chuva. A person should daven on a regular basis to Hashem that Hashem should help him. Hashem should give him siyata d'shmaya to do tshuva. What does it mean that he davens to Hashem that Hashem should give him help to do tshuva? So we've said the Gemara in Kiddushin, if not for Hashem, lo yacholoi. If not for Hashem helping us, if not for Hashem protecting us, if not for Hashem giving us siyata d'shmaya, we would not be able to overpower the Yetzer Hara. This is the first step. So we want to arouse Hashem's siyata d'shmaya. Person might say, well, why do I have to arouse Hashem's siyata d'shmaya? Isn't that siyata d'shmaya, that help from Hashem there on a regular basis? So we've discussed that it might not always be there. A person himself might do something to disconnect, to turn off. You know, lahavdil, you have on your phones, you have a vibrator sound, or rather feel, and then you have a silence mode. Depending on what a person does, his relationship with Hashem, he might create this disconnect. He's disconnected. There's no connection anymore to have the siyata d'shmaya for Hashem to give him this protection. So when the person is doing tshuva, he's asking Hashem, please give me this connection. Please, I want to be connected to you. I need this protection from the Yetzer Hara. And if I have this protection from the Yetzer Hara, I'll be able to stay more connected to you. This is what a person is diving to Hashem for. He brings a pasuk which we're familiar with. Pasuk in Yirmiyahu. Hashivenu v'ashuva. Hashivenu. Bring me back. We diving to Hashem. V'ashuva, and I will come back. Ki ato Hashem elokai. Because you are Hashem, you are my God. Hashiveni v'ashuva. If you bring me back, I will come back. We now begin the 16th principle. The 16th of 20 principles that Rabbeinu Yonah here lists and discusses in Shar Aleph of Shari Tshuva. The next three pieces, 44 to 46, will be dealing with this next principle. The 16th principle of tshuva. Hashisha asar. Tikkun ha-me'uvos b'asher yuchu liskein. Tikkun ha-me'uvos. A person has to fix, to rectify the wrong. Ha-me'uvos, the wrong. B'asher yuchu liskein. To the point that it can be fixed. What is he referring to? Well, we'll see. That both when a person does true, what does an aveira, does something wrong, ben adam l'makoim, as well as ben adam l'chaveirai, both between him and Hashem, as well as him and his friend, he has to ask mechila from Hashem for what he did wrong to Hashem. He also has to ask mechila from his friend. The pasuk says in Yoina, Vayar lekim es ma'aseyem ki shov midarkam hara. Hashem saw that their actions, their deeds, were different, and they did tshuva from their evil ways. Umen hechomas asher bekapeyem, and from the theft that they stole property that were in their hands. Because when it comes to Ben Adam Lechaveroi, If a person steals from someone else, a person does harm to someone else, he has to ask mechila from that person. He will not receive a kapara just by diving to Hashem. V'chein im tzir es chaveri v'heitzik loy, oy hilbin pano v'sipra lo alav loshen hara. So to a person aggravated, annoyed, bothered someone, embarrassed him, humiliated him, spoke loshen hara about him, he will not have a kapara. Ein loy kapara ad sheyevakesh mimenu mechila. Until he asks mechila from the person. This is the beginning of the 16th principle. Tikkun ha-mu'uvas ba-shayuchu liskoin. To fix that which we did wrong. Asking mechila, sincere mechila from the person. And then of course from Hashem as well.